That's a beautiful song. However, I really should tell you that you are listening to 90.5 WMUC FM College Park. And I had to let some new DJs into the station, and they got to see the record library for the first time, and it was exciting. Anyways, hope all is well. We just heard Band of Horses, Everything All the Time. Band of Horses, Everything All the Time, recently turned, or is just about to turn. Let me get back to my list. That just turned. Let me see. I can look. 20 years old. Turned 20 years old on March 21st. And before that, we had Weird Al Yankovic with Bad Hair Day. Everything You Know Is Wrong was the track. Bad Hair Day was the album, of course, that became famous for Amish Paradise. Also, I believe The Night Santa Went Crazy is on there, which was sort of a novelty hit mainstay at most college radio stations. Anyways, yeah, 90.5 WMUC FM College Park. That's online at wmuc.umd.edu. Stick around. We're going to do some announcements and then get right back to the music.
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
All right, that single you caught 21 seconds of was The Package by TV Star off their new one, Music for Heads. Let's get back into it.
No time at all.
The Flaming Lips on 90.5 WMUCFM College Park with the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah song.
At War with the Mystics turned 20 years old on April 3rd, a little less than 2 weeks ago. Excuse me, had to sneeze there off mic just a second ago. I play that song a lot, typically whenever Republicans are being terrible, so it gets a lot of airplay. It's gotten especially a lot of play between, 2017 and 2020. And again, starting in 2025, what do you know? Weird how that happened, huh? Before that, Stereolab's album Emperor Tomato Ketchup is another one that recently turned 30 back in March. March 18th, to be precise, we heard The Noise of Carpet. We had Carmella's Game, a Baltimore band, with their album One Phone Call their song One Phone Call from their album The Art of Distraction. And we had new music from TV Star, The Package, from Music for Heads. We're paying special attention to Tiny Music's Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop, which turned 30 a couple weeks ago, and we didn't have a chance to pay attention to it then, but we're doing it today. This is... before we do that, weather. We do want to talk about the weather, because crippling heat, terribleness, the apocalypse is happening. It's all awful. 75 degrees right now, and rainy in the College Park area. Be aware of that. If, like me, you're going to be driving after 11 o'clock, temperatures only dipping down to about 66 today. Tomorrow, warming up to 91, shattering heat records for this time of year. Partly sunny. Thursday, getting to a high of 90. Friday, down to 83. Saturday, sunny and 84. Sunday, fortunately, things are cooling off with the rain, rainy and 68, and down to a blissful 54 and rainy on Monday. Tuesday, back up to sunny and 64. Remember, as we play all this 90s music, remember these temperatures and what's coming. And as someone once said on the internet, it's not that the 90s were the last great decade, and it's not even that the 90s were that great. They were just the last good decade any of us will ever have. Stone Temple Pilots, Lady Picture Show.
Don't know nothing anymore. garden. You were talking to the dogs again, whispering in their ears, asking, God, are you near? Asking, God, are you near? In another lifetime, I take you to the sea. You were looking at all the eyes that passed. You were looking for God. Ooh. You still call your mama every Tuesday. Tell about the city you just passed and all your dreams that went astray. Why'd you let it die inside after all that time? You feel my mind flash. Ooh, honey, I hope you find a pair of tender eyes to guide your damaged soul up to the sun. Let it shine.
like some kind of nerve, do ya? Oh, you know the DJ? Oh, she knows the DJ. No, you know the owner, right? Oh, you know my boyfriend. Do you know me from somewhere? I'm actually kind of famous.
Gonna breathe a little easier.
Baltimore's own Larry Harry. Baltimore's own Landis Harry Larry. With all my bills been paid, I have been holding that in reserve, knowing that I was getting ready to sell my house and pay some bills. But then, right as I did so, the state of Maryland was like, we can't find your 2022 tax returns. We're pretty sure you owe us $30,000. And I was like, no, I really don't. They're like, we're really pretty sure you do. And I had to prove it. And then after I proved it, they lost the forms again. And I had to prove it a second time. No, I'm not kidding. So I've been holding that in reserve, but I got that taken care of. So knock on wood, all my bills been paid. My old mortgage paid. My HELOC that I used to renovate my wife's house paid. My wife's student loans paid. 2 years of Roth IRA contributions paid. Some college fund stuff paid. Annoying other things paid. And this year and last year's taxes, well, I'm getting an extension on this year because some of my mail got lost in the move, including a bunch of my tax forms. I'm expecting refunds. So, knocking on wood, all my bills been paid. Landis Harry Larry there. Before that, Slater, I'm actually kind of famous. Worst girl in America. Muna, so what? And we started things off with Zoamba another time. Three songs, new music, and local music for dessert. Now let's go back in time. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of the infamous incident where Rage Against the Machine was brought on in a bunch of stunt casting. They were placed on Saturday Night Live against Republican presidential candidate Steve Forbes, who was campaigning on a flat tax. Now this was one of those things where I'm sure Lorne Michaels and company were like, oh, let's see what happens. I bet there will be fun fireworks. Well, there were fun fireworks because Rage Against the Machine hung the American flag upside down on their amps, which is a sign for distress and for the police to come and authorities to come and help and emergency services to come help out. And the stagehands freaked out and tried to rip them off and got in a fight with the band. And then, because the show was running long, they were going to cut the second song, and that ticked off one of the members of the band, who walled up one of the American flags and threw it in Steve Forbes' dressing room. Steve Forbes wasn't there, but his family was, and that freaked out Secret Service, who considered it an assault, and there was a whole thing, and Rage Against the Machine were banned from Saturday Night Live forever. So in honor of that day,
of the earth gets I am, I am, I am, I said I wanna get next to you. thumbs up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Help me! I broke apart my insides. Help me! I got no soul to sell. Help me! The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna, you like an animal.
Considered one of the best of Weird Al's polka medleys, and recently turned 30 years old. That was the alternative polka from Bad Hair Day. Weird Al Yankovic there on 90.5. Before that, the last song we were playing from Tiny Music Songs from the Vatican Gift Shop, the fourth single from that album, Tumble in the Rough. And we started things out with Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade from Evil Empire. And as I mentioned before, we played that song yesterday was the 30th anniversary of their infamous performance that got them banned from Saturday Night Live. A couple days from now, Local H's As Good As Dead is going to turn 30 years old. The big single from that, Bound for the Floor. We're going to save that for next week because, frankly, we've run out of time. But like I said, the anniversary isn't for another 2-3 days, so we can cover that next week. Also, another anniversary we missed, I want to say back in March, was Tracy Bonham, The Burdens of Being Upright. What a killer album. The good news is, though, we have a reason to hold off on that. Even though the anniversary of the album was a couple weeks ago, the album didn't really blow up until late May, early June of 1996, she just exploded into the modern rock tracks. All of a sudden, people discovered it, and she rocketed up to the top. I believe she was actually the first female solo artist to make it to the top of that chart, to hit number one by herself, which is a crazy stat that no woman had done that before that. But that album was killer. I'll talk about it more in a future week. So look for Tracy Bonham in the next couple weeks. We'll do Local H. We'll talk about some other stuff. In the meantime, one of my favorite parts of the week, my favorite part of the week is showing up and playing for you guys. But one of my second favorite parts of the week is then handing the show off to DJ Nalani and finding out where in the world she is going to take you, because Around the World in 60 Minutes is next. In honor of her, here is the number one Afrobeat song of all time. It's Rima and Selena Gomez with Calm Down. I'll see you next week.
My heart for lockdown, for lockdown, oh lockdown. Girl, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, yanga, oh yanga. No tell me, no, 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 oh, 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 oh. Baby, gon' give me your lo, 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 oh, 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 oh. You got me like, oh, 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 oh. Shawty, gon' give me your lo, 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 lo. Then I start to feel a bum bum one. Cause she dey give me small small one. I know, say she's happy, pass it down one one. Cause she feeling insecure. Cause her friends go, they got my light ring on. Go, they got my light ring on.
Yeah, I know we look sharp, but for you, I get down on. And my hips make you cry.